When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg, and we are here, of course, with the president of Mar-a-Lago, the United States of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, how are you today?
We are doing pretty well. We had a powerful rally. It feels good to get out there. I feel like, every time I do a rally, I feel like I get younger, and it's just so much strength, so much great patriotism.
So patriotism is your fountain of youth?
And the 19-year-old SEC cheerleaders.
Okay. Just want to quickly, we have a big guest coming on next week. Former employee of yours, Scaramucci, is coming on next week. Are you looking forward to it? I hope there's no bad blood between you two.
No, he's like a cryptocurrency loser now. So we're not, he was somebody who was respectful at one point, and he was a talented sort of finance person, but now he's gone crazy for crypto and was very disrespectful to me. He became one of these sort of Republicans against Trump. And you know what that stands for? Rat.
Hmm. Well, now, Big month with Scaramucci coming on. We had a Rotten Oranges episode just put up this past week.
Probably some of the most powerful movie reviewing I've ever done. And, for our great Patreon people at the top two levels, they know that there's really nobody reviewing films the way I do. And this was one of our strongest.
We also, on the Perfect 10 episode this past month, there could be another impeachment coming of Otto the Dog since he missed the last episode.
It's unbelievable. Otto the Dog. We were very progressive, by the way. Very pro-species. We allowed the first canine president in history. Some people say dog. I like to say canine because I'm
African-American canine.
Now you're interrupting. He was canine. Some people say dog, but I'm a very high IQ individual, so I say canine. And Tom Fitzgerald, who I think has been maybe the strongest vice president a podcast has ever had, and he was a strong president, but then he missed a meeting, and that's how he got impeached. And then Redley with a hard R, who seems to have been given up, he must have joined like a Black Lives Matter podcast. He has missed many meetings, and that was one of the causes for his impeachment. And then Otto the Dog, decided he thought he could miss a meeting. And I think we know that you can't do that. It's disrespectful. So yes, we've had great. And then I hear, against my wishes, Moscow Mitch McConnell, the old turtle face, is doing the bonus episode this month for all Patreons, $5 and up. Not looking forward to that. Won't be listening to that episode.
Oh, I'm looking forward to spending time with him and picking his brain a little bit. Also, big announcement. The shirts are coming soon, people. They are right now in the middle of being designed, and we should have them up on the site, hopefully by the end of the month or the first week in September. It's the Idaho Militia Christian Bible State Tech College shirts, and they are coming soon. Just figuring out to make them the most cost-effective for our listeners. And again, thank you for the design from one of our listeners. He did not want any credit for it. He kept saying, do not give me credit for it. Do not give me credit for it. So well, no credit.
You know, he probably lives with, he probably comes from a family of radical left people who would, you know, disown him if they knew what a talented conservative artist he was. So no, we look forward to that. And he gets a complimentary one. And I don't do that often.
That's right.
This, but I think he's earned a complimentary one, which means I will charge him double, but give him a compliment when he gets it.
I didn't know. I thought complimentary meant something else, but.
Well, you don't come from the world of business and finance, okay?
You had a very big weekend, Mr. President.
Ukrainian strippers. We call that Awesome August at Mar-a-Lago. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm talking about your Alabama rally.
Of course, that's what I was talking about.
Yes, I know.
Okay. I
want to ask you a few things about your Alabama rally. First, Congressman Mo Brooks, huge supporter of yours, over-the-top supporter of yours.
Strong patriot. Encouraged, was one of the toughest voices at the great peaceful protest on January 6th. His language was so peaceful when he told them to kick ass and take names. The peacefulness was overwhelming.
It does sound very peaceful, telling everybody to kick ass and take names. Now, he told the crowd there to give up on 2020 and look to 2024. And he was booed and yelled at by your supporters. Do you recall this, and what are your thoughts on it?
No, the fake news is calling this. Our supporters are great people. They were saying, Brooks. And then they were, you know, then when Mike Pence was mentioned, they were saying, homo, not Mo Brooks. They were saying, you know, calling Mike Pence a strong LGBTQ word. So no, there was nothing but love. There was nothing but love and support. Our supporters were very promo. We call them promo. Promosexuals. That's what they are. That's what my supporters are.
Okay. So they weren't booing. You made a comment about woke culture and how woke, anything woke goes to shit. Would you like to explain yourself for that? You think everything woke is awful? I agree with you somewhat on that, for sure. The ultra woke stuff is.
No, it's, you know, this is why we talked about the Taliban last week. You know, they're just anti, you know, they're strong anti-woke. And, you know, think about it this way, okay? You wake up, you're woke, okay? You're asleep, now you're woke. And you have a cup of black coffee. And then you go to the bathroom and you take a massive shit. That's basically what woke is. Woke is like a cup of African-American coffee that is forced down your mouth in the morning. Mike Pence, calm down. Mike Pence likes the sound of that. And they shove a big black coffee bean down your throat. And you can't function. You can't go to work. You're like, I'm too woke. There's too much African-American coffee. And then you got to go to the bathroom and ruin your morning. So it's called a strong analgy, is what I'm saying there. And it fits. If the coffee analogy fits, you must have the shits.
Okay. I appreciate you explaining that. I was confused, and now I'm even a little more confused. Now, you talked about the wokeness here. You were actually, you told your supporters to get vaccinated. No, okay. Please, okay.
I can tell you woke up today. Tech stuff woke up.
I saw the clip.
You probably said to your wife, darling, can you go down to the store and pick me up a paper, a copy of today's New York Failing Times and fake news? Thank you, darling. And she came back and she gave you the fake news and you read it and you're like, ooh, I'm going to ask the president about this one tonight. I've really got him, honey. I've got him so strong. No, you're reading the fake news. They were not. I never encouraged anybody to get the vaccine. Okay. That's a total mishearing. What I said was, you know, I'm in Alabama. It's a very strong white state. Not too much, too big fans of Maxine Waters, okay? The crazy African-American congresswoman from California. So I was saying, get vaccine, because it looked like somebody had a Maxine Waters blow-up doll. And they were starting to sort of abuse it a little bit. And I said, get vaccine, you know, that's what we have to do. And I told them, have your freedom. Get the vaccine, don't get the vaccine. But I said, get Maxine. Very simple. And the fake news, they won't report it. They're too scared to even come to our rallies because, you know, they get, you know, called names and slurs and molested. So all of a sudden they're very soft and weak and they don't want to properly report.
But I saw it. There's a video clip. There was a clip on Twitter where you can hear yourself saying vaccine and then they booed and then I'm not going to say you backpedaled, but you said, yes, it's your freedoms. You can do whatever you want. And then you said you got the vaccine and it works. And if it didn't work, they'd be the first people to hear about it. Is that taken out of context? Is that not an accurate quote?
First off, I think you need to go to a doctor that specializes in ear work. They call it hearing sometimes. Ear parts working, you know, the ear sounds, a sound doctor. You need to go to a sound, like a Dr. Dre, you know, who does very strong medical work with sounds. You need to see Dr. Dre or somebody because you're hearing totally different things. I said Maxine and they booed and I was totally in favor of that. And then I went into freedom because we all love in our party, in the party of Trump, we love freedom. I know the woke left and the tech left, we call it the tech left. Wyclef Tech is very, very powerfully too woke. And you hear what you want to hear, but we love freedom in the Trump party.
No, I heard you speak about freedom for sure. And you said it was their choice to get to the vaccine, get the vaccine, do it what they want to do.
Hey, if they want to fuck the vaccine, if they want to, you know, they can fuck it. They can have it. It's total freedom. If they get, you know, Moderna, you know, or Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson shows up to the party and they want to have sex with it, you can do whatever you want with a vaccine. You can have all three of them if you want. Freedom. It's called freedom.
Now, I know you're a careful planner. I just want to paint the scenario and tell me if this is accurate or not. Allegedly, you could be running for president in 2024. We don't know, but we've heard possibly.
Very much in my right. I have the right to do that.
You do. Now, if your supporters don't get vaccinated and these Delta variants and there's another one that just came out, a Lambda variant, and they're getting deadlier and deadlier.
Silence for people, of the Lambdas.
For people who are not vaccinated, are you worried that some of your supporters will perish and hurt you in the election?
Okay. So the tech stuff guy obviously doesn't know a lot. We got one of the worst ones tonight. Okay. So I've talked about a movie. It's called 300. Are you familiar with this movie? It's one of Mike Pence's favorites.
Yes, I know. You've spoken about this.
Okay. So here's what we do. Let's say my supporters say, sir, we're going to skip the vaccine. And I go, okay, you skip the vaccine. I'm not going to make you do it. And then some of them maybe die, you know, and they chose that. But the ones that survive, okay, the ones that survive, these are going to be some tough sons of bitches. And these monsters that we create that beat the crap out of Delta and Lambda, if Sleepy Joe tries to steal another election in 2024 and I happen to be running against him, it's not going to be any more QAnon shaman, vegan guy trying to break into the Capitol. It's going to be highly trained, invincible Trump warriors, okay, who beat the crap out of Lambda and Delta. So you don't think they're going to beat the crap out of some Capitol police and Congress people in a peaceful way, mm-hmm. in a respectful, peaceful way. They will bring that building to crumble. They'll kill everybody inside that building if they have to, in a peaceful protest of freedom kind of way. So I encourage them to get it. You know, if they don't want to get the vaccine, then we might lose some numbers, but what we'll lose in numbers, we'll gain in strong quality and you're gonna have, you know, real tough sons of bitches defending their freedom and their president. Me.
So you're thinning out your weak supporters.
I'm doing
okay,
nothing.
You're not doing anything. They that's are
the
weeding.
That's what the Wyclef techs do. The Wyclef wing techs. Dark wing duck. That's what they do.
So they are thinning the herd on their own, and basically the weak will die and the strong will become Trump warriors.
Excuse me. It's called natural erection. They talked about it with Charles Darwin. Remember him? Yes. He thought he was so smart with his revolutionary theory. Well, it turns out he didn't know everything. Okay. But in this case, he might've been right, because if they take the vaccine, they survive. We have great voters and great patriots. If some of them die, well, then the other ones will be exposed and prove themselves to be super Trump soldiers. And then we will take, you know, we will either win the election with numbers, or we'll win the election strongly with peaceful murder protest.
Okay. That makes sense now. I wanted to ask you one more question about the Alabama rally, but before I ask you this question, we do have a very strong and powerful sponsor this week, and that is
no thanks to you. They know that you don't have the strength and the power.
Well, all the strength and power comes from you, and betonline.ag appreciates that strong and powerful power from you. And betonline.ag, I know you go there for your gambling needs as well as I do. They are the best gambling site on the internet. They're the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. The NFL is starting in just a few weeks. College football starting this weekend. You have golf tournaments almost every single weekend. UFC, MMA, baseball playoffs coming up. You can even bet on basketball summer league games. You can bet on TV shows. You can bet on anything you want, even future prop bets. You can bet. They have all the updated odds in real time, almost in anything you can imagine. Plus, they have a casino. So if sports isn't for you, you can play blackjack, poker, roulette, craps. They have a whole casino available. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. And we have a special offer for our listeners.
Can you hold up for 1 second? You said it's free, and that's what's so great. So we're not just talking to our great Patreon patriots who support us great and use BetOnline.ag. We're talking about even the cheap people, even the sad people who only take our show for free. BetOnline.ag is like their friend. They're like, you like free stuff? Here's more free stuff, you freeloading free person.
Well, it's free, but you need money in order to gamble on the site.
No, of course. I mean, what are you doing? You can't. Yeah, they don't accept chickens, you know. They need
That'd be
strong,
awesome.
Strong, powerful currency. But you know, they don't charge you to join. It's not like Mar-a-Lago where I charge them $200,000 to join.
That's right.
Not that I would let them.
Well, go to betonline.ag, and for the promo code, use CLNS50 to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. So that's 50% more money than you put in, and it's only on your first deposit. So make sure you are aware of that. It's promo code CLNS50. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts, betonline.ag. Now, Mr. President, back to your Alabama rally, which was very strong, very powerful, no booing whatsoever, just lots of cheers that sound like boo, but you cleared that up for us. Now, what people in the media are saying is that your followers have gotten so out of control that you can't even control them anymore. What do you have to say about that?
This is like what the radical left wants, isn't it? They want to act like I don't have total control over my supporters. I have total control. I don't try to control them because I love freedom. You know, that's what the left thinks. They think if you're not sort of marching and obeying orders, you know, they want to vaccine everybody. They want to put masks on our kids. They want to suffocate our kids in school. That's what the left wants to do. They want to put a mask and a pillow and waterboard our kids. That's That's the plan for the left. Here you go, Sonny. You get waterboarded. You can't get COVID if you're drowned to death in third grade. So that's what the left wants. And then when they see our people being free and expressing themselves, they say, oh, Donald Trump has lost control. No, I haven't lost control. I have total control. But much like God, you ever heard of this God?
I've heard of him.
He gives free will. Okay. And I think he should have copied that off of me. He was like, look at how Trump has total power, but gives his people free will. So God is sort of, you know, should have probably read The Art of the Deal, but he's kind of copying my powerful leadership style.
Okay. That definitely is a possibility. So I'm glad you haven't lost your supporters at all. And they are 100% behind you.
Except for Harold Kane. He passed away.
Somebody didn't touch that today. So I'm glad the Alabama rally went well. A few more pieces of news I want to get into. And you were very tough on Governor, well, former Governor Cuomo, who had to...
Oh, and by the way, speaking of tough,
yes.
Remember Tough Beebe?
Yes.
We didn't even tell people, if you're not a perfect 10, Tough Beebe made a surprise appearance at the Perfect 10 chat. This is why people need to be coming to the chat and subscribing to the highest level. I don't know why people would want to deny themselves greatness. Probably left-wing people.
It was a dream come true, speaking to Tough Beebe and finding out details about his dojo. And what a strong, powerful, and really, really tough man. It was an honor to speak with him. Now, getting back to former Governor Cuomo, you were pretty tough on him when we talked about him recently.
Oh, excuse me. See, you have to give people, we might have new listeners. You have to give the full story, Tech. Okay. Okay. I was complimentary of him, very bipartisan. I said, you know what, the way he was holding out, I respected his toughness. I respected his toughness until he caved.
Right.
So I had to be honest, but it's not like I was, if he had stayed tough, I would have had to have given him a compliment, but he didn't stay tough. He got very weak, very weak.
He did. Now, I know you were the first president, I think one of the only presidents, I'm not going to say first, to not have a dog in the White House.
But I did let Tiffany visit.
you did let Tiffany visit, which was very nice of you. Now, how do you feel about this? Because maybe you have a warm spot for former Governor Cuomo here. When he left his Albany mansion and he resigned, he left the dog at the mansion. Allegedly, this is printed. He allegedly left the dog in the Albany mansion. What are your thoughts on that? And have your thoughts changed on former Governor Cuomo now since he did this?
So you're saying that he was having a relationship with Tiffany?
No, he had like a dog, like a canine, you know.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, you're using the high IQ word. Okay. Well, now I understand. A canine. well, you know, I think that's kind of rough. So you're telling me he left the dog like a dog.
He left the dog like a dog. Yes.
Treated the dog like a total dog.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Just said, treated him like a, he had this dog and he just treated it with total disrespect, like it was a total dog.
Yes, treated the dog like a dog.
Like a sad dog. That's unbelievable. Well, you know what? I can respect it. You know, you got to be tough sometimes. And, you know, I've seen a lot of people get treated like dogs. I've fired people like dogs. I've kicked people out like dogs. And it turns out that it seems like Cuomo abandoned this dog like a total dog. So, you know what I also like, by the way, underrated snack, devil dogs. One of Mike Pence's favorite.
Devil dogs are solid.
You ever see Mike Pence eat a devil dog?
No, I have not. But maybe on the next Patreon, he could eat one for us.
I got to tell you, you know, it reminds me of those Reese's Pieces cup commercials where they'd be like, there's no wrong way to eat a Reese's. And I would watch Mike Pence and I'd say, I think you found the wrong way. I don't think you're supposed to suck the cream filling out of the black cake.
The visual he got. I don't think that is the correct way to eat a devil dog. I agree with you, Mr. President. Very interesting.
I would say, Mike, it's not actually a mold of Drake. It's the company of Drake's. So just eat it like a normal human being. And he would just be, it's weird. You'd walk in and they'd be, you know, they come in a two-pack, Shakur, and then he'd be sitting there and there'd just be four black cakes sitting there and the white cream filling was gone. And it was like, Mike Pence, I don't, not sure about you, Mike Pence. I don't even want to see him work a pack of yodels.
That would be extreme talent right there. You could suck the cream up for the yodel.
Yodel-a-hoo.
Mr. President, you are a brilliant man, especially using the word canine instead of dog. So I'm sure you are a huge fan of the TV show Jeopardy.
Oh,
Jeopardy. I'm sure you answer every question correctly.
Is
Jeopardy.
That the one with the wheel with the great conservative Pat Sajak?
No, it's Wheel of Fortune. We're talking about Jeopardy, who was hosted by Alex Trebek, who passed away recently.
Who passed away?
Alex Trebek.
Who was he?
The host of Jeopardy. They've been searching for a new host of Jeopardy. And they've been trying all these different people out, from athletes to actors. And
they didn't ask me, though.
They did not. And that's why I wanted to ask you who you think would be your top five replacements for the host of Jeopardy.
So this is the trivia one?
Yes, the trivia show.
Okay. Well, you want somebody who sort of cares, you know, with some talent and some, they got to know things. You want somebody with strong knowledge. I would say somebody that should be considered would be the great Ben Shapiro, a great conservative thinker. You know, very he talks like a little robot.
Mm-hmm.
I think the answer is the $200 one. And why don't you bet on the 1,000? Because if you bet on the 200, that makes no sense. You won't win the game. Like, he'd be giving them sort of very strong counsel, I think, because he's a very smart guy. Maybe on the spectrum, but you know, it all counts.
So Ben Shapiro will be one of your top five replacements. Who else?
I think, you know, just to make the woke left, you know, shut the hell up, a strong black woman, Candace Owens. You know, we'd say, oh, look at us, we got a strong black person who's a woman also. So you're the racist left wing.
A lot of people are saying that you should pick Candace Owens for your VP for 2024. And I know you've mentioned it. We've mentioned it a few times, but not recently. What do you think about her name coming up now for two? If you did run for president 2024, which you're legally allowed to, how do you think Candace Owens would fit into your plans?
If I were going to pick I think the technical term is Negress. If I was going to pick one of them, it would be Stacey Dash, who's, I think, recently divorced and very, you know, she was in Clueless.
Mm-hmm.
Very beautiful black woman. I would pick her. Because, you know, we both have talent and we're both in entertainment and we've both been in movies. So I think it would be, I think a Trump Dash ticket would be better.
Okay. That's very surprising.
If Candace Owens is the Jeopardy host, I wouldn't take her away from that to be vice president.
Okay. So we have Ben Shapiro, Candace Owens, three more people who you think would be a great replacement for. Ouch.
Well, you got somebody who's, you know, not been working for a little bit. He's a great writer of history books, so he has great knowledge. And he's a television personality, strong talent and conservative. Bill O'Reilly.
O'Reilly. Have not heard his name come up.
Yeah, would love to see Bill O'Reilly. You know, he'd look at them and he'd say, we'll do it live. Fuck it. and people would really enjoy that. I think it would spite, you know, it's enough with the nice Jeopardy. Enough. We had a Canadian, he was Canadian, wasn't he? Rick Trebek?
Alex Trebek. He was Canadian.
Trey Quebec. Right. His name was because he was from Quebec. So Trey Quebec was, sure, seemed like a nice guy, but they were all nice in Canada, but they're also weak. They're also very weak people. So I would want somebody tougher and stronger. And I think Bill O'Reilly would make a great, and he's written all these history books. So he's somebody with great knowledge and great toughness and TV talent.
These are all really good replacements. Ben Shapiro, Candace Owens, Bill O'Reilly. Two more. Who do you think?
This one might surprise you, but tell me you wouldn't watch this. The great libertarian, okay? Not a Trump conservative, but he respects me. Tall guy, great entertainer. Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn.
Well, there's a G in the name.
Yeah, but it's silent.
Well, I just made it unsilent.
This it's is like the words, left. The word psychology, you don't say psychology.
Well, sometimes I do. The problem is, is that the left wants to silence great conservative voices and great conservative letters. So Vince Vaughn, wouldn't you watch Jeopardy if he was hosting?
Yeah, Vince Vaughn would be great, I think.
Great. I really mean that. I think, you know, I know you thought I'd probably come up with some kooky answers here, but I think Vince Vaughn would be, he'd be charismatic. You'd almost be like, stop asking questions. I just want to hear him talk a little bit more. You know, when somebody gives a wrong answer, he could give them that little quick banter he does, like in his movies.
He has probably the best improv skills out of all of them, so he would definitely be the most entertaining. I agree with you. Vince Vaughn is a very good choice. And who would be your last choice to replace Alex Trebek?
Friend, but I was trying to do it in reverse order, so he would be my number two choice.
No, I get it.
Okay. So my number one choice to replace Trey Quebec?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
A talent, a beauty, you know, as Vanna White gets older, you're also going to probably want somebody in the game show world that's very sexy, but more modern. You know, Vanna White and the Price is Right whores, they used to be sort of, you know, the left would say, oh, that's sexist now. It's sexualizing these beautiful women. And so you need a woman who's beautiful, who's sexy, who's almost pornographic looking, but business, respectable, not just there for the looks. So as I think you can probably tell, Ivanka Trump, host of Jeopardy.
Wow. Now, I know she, well, I don't know because I don't speak to her, but allegedly she wants to really dive into politics.
Well, they can have a category called politics and she can go for $800 politics in my mouth.
So you think Ivanka would be better than Vince Vaughn?
I think it's pronounced Vaughn.
I'm sorry. I misheard you.
I think, well, they're doing a co-host, you know, they're doing co-hosting stuff. They were going to do a co-hosting. So maybe you could have Vince and Ivanka. Vince, you could call them Invincible would be their combo name. And you got a tall blonde, you got a tall, funny fella with charisma. And I think that would, I think Jeopardy, everybody can act like they wouldn't like this, but if you had a tandem of a hard nipple, short skirt Ivanka with a tall, witty Vince Vaughn, you're talking about the greatest ratings in game show history. The Daily Double could be Ivanka's nipples poking out.
That would definitely be very popular for sure on the show. Get a lot of viewers that way. If they knew a Daily Double, you were going to see Ivanka's nipples every single time. I think it's something to pitch to the networks. I really like your top five Jeopardy replacements for hosts, and let's see if the right people are listening, and maybe one of these people will be hired as the new host of Jeopardy. We'll have to find out. Right now, it's rumored that Ken Jennings is going to take it. That's the rumors going on. Who
nerd alert?
Yes, he. I think he had the record for the most wins ever on Jeopardy. So, but we will see.
Nobody wants to see his nipples.
I agree. The last news story I want to get into with you is we spoke about this earlier when we heard he was trying out. Tim Tebow, former Florida Gator, national champion, baseball player, sportscaster, football player, is going back to the NFL to try out for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
His photo, by the way, you know, Mike Pence is a big fan. His photo is on the headboard of Mike Pence's bed.
It could be for religious reasons. I don't know.
No, I know when he's having sex with mother, he says he likes to look for divine inspiration. So they do the powerful missionary style, and he just gazes at a muscle and fitness spread of Tim Tebow while he plows mother. Very Christian, that guy.
I don't think Mike Pence is any plowing, but Tim Tebow was
tilling,
cut.
Maybe just tilling the soil.
Yes.
Maybe not a full plow.
Yes, for sure.
Gardening. He does some light gardening.
Light gardening, some planting. Maybe that's about it. But Tim Tebow was cut by his former college coach. Did you think he had a shot at making the NFL?
You know, we love Tim Tebow. He's a strong Christian, strong role model, very conservative, very faith-based. And I knew I had a feeling that the NFL was going to reject that because they're more concerned with Colin Kaepernick. Notice I called him Kaepernick. Mm-hmm. They're more concerned with Kaepernick, you know, protecting him. And instead, Tim Tebow kneels for the Lord. They don't want to protect that kneeling. Whereas, you know, Nike and everybody else wants to give Colin Kaepernick all sorts of deals. He's got a Netflix deal. So it's a disgrace what they're doing to Tim Tebow. And I know for our Patreon Patriots, when Tim Tebow was trying out, I think Mike Pence called it auditioning for the team. And I was like, that's Broadway, Mike, not sports. You try out in sports. You audition for big gay plays. And he did a video. I allowed Mike Pence to do a perfect 10 video one month because he wanted to send a strong message to Tim Tebow, who's, I believe, trying out for the position of tight end.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see it meant a lot to Mike Pence. You know, he had a crucifix sticking out of his pants when he mentioned Tim Tebow. So I knew it was very profoundly religious, very powerful religious. So I said, you know what, you do the video this month, Mike Pence. And he did a very powerful video wishing Tim Tebow luck. And so I think that might have hurt Tim Tebow as well. Once, you know, the woke NFL learned that Mike Pence was saying strong, powerful, kneeling prayers for Tim Tebow, that they probably decided, oh, we have to keep the Kaepernicks happy and cut Tebow. So I think it's a total disgrace.
Well, Mr. President, thank you again for your time every single week, sometimes multiple times a week. We really appreciate you joining us. Listeners, please go to betonline.ag. Football coming up this weekend, college football. So place your bets there, betonline.ag. And if you haven't already, you're missing out. Join the Patreon, patreon.com/MPGA. Like I said, Rotten Oranges, movie reviews every single month by our president. We have our Perfect 10 live QAnon every month with special guests. We've had Mike Lindell. We've had Rudy Giuliani on an episode. We've had, we're going to have, who's coming up? Mitch McConnell is coming up this month. And check that out. Always special guests. Plus, we have some other special guests coming up next month as well. And the Idaho Militia Christian Bible State Tech College shirts will be coming soon, people. Like I said, a limited run. We're going to have them up for a few weeks. Get your shirt. It is a limited edition shirt. It's only going to be up for a few weeks. And it's patreon.com/MPGA to sign up, whatever level is good for you. Leave a rating review on iTunes. And again, subscribe to our YouTube page, mpgapod.com. Mr. President, anything else? The floor is yours.
Yes. Hi, everybody. It's JL. You know, just thanks as always. Another great month coming to a close for the podcast. So thank you, everybody who's a Patreon subscriber. If you're still listening at this point, please give the show a 5-star review on Apple. We should be, I think, probably at like 2,000 ratings. We're at like 1580 or something. So just even if you don't use Apple for the podcast, it helps to give us a review there and a rating. So please do that. It costs you nothing. And as far as costing nothing, everybody who listens to the show, you probably have a Gmail account. That's all you need to subscribe to our YouTube channel, because we can now monetize it. But the more subscribers we have, and it's a chance to watch the podcast as an, some people have chosen to do that, but you can, it gives you another option. But the more subscribers we have, the better it is for the show and for our monetizing. And those are, we always make a Patreon push. You're more than familiar with that, but 5-star review on Apple, subscribe to Making Podcast Great on YouTube, takes a few clicks of a mouse or a phone and costs you $0 and helps us. So please do those two things for the show. As far as me, as usual, please, if you haven't given it a shot, try Righteous PK Podcast, my other podcast in my own voice. And a lot of shows coming up for me. I don't know where everybody lives, but I am in Greensboro, North Carolina, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in September. And then I will be at the, in Raleigh, North Carolina, Belmore, Long Island, and my special taping in New York City in October. So a lot of stuff on my calendar, on my website, trips to the West Coast, including Salt Lake City and LA, in the making for the late fall and midwinter time. So sorry for the long speech, but, hopefully I have some of your attention still. So thank you for listening. On behalf of Jay and I, we really appreciate it. The loyalty is very appreciated. We're almost a year past Trump, and we still are going strong with a lot of listeners. So thank you, and God help us all.